began by discovering the relaxed state of the body, settled in its natural state, by releasing tension wherever you discover it. And discover the natural state of speech, the effortless silence of the mind in stillness. And settle the mind in its natural state. The moment-to-moment presence, non-conceptual, luminous, able to illuminate appearances, that is, make them knowable and to know them, but without becoming those appearances. The instructions for Mahamudra and Dzogchen always state that when you get to these practices of awareness, you should meditate with your eyes open. But your gaze is just unfocused, downcast, and not really landing on anything. You're not seeing anything. Now, as you rest in this natural state of stillness, movements are bound to arise, the movements of mind. Thoughts, images, memories. Whatever they are, and whether they're pleasant or unpleasant, virtuous or non-virtuous, adopt a radical impartiality about these thoughts. Just let them be without having to do anything about them. With the awareness of the present moment, know the movement of the present moment. Recognize these thoughts or mental appearances in the instant that they arise. And watch and witness their entire life cycle, these thoughts. They arise, they're present for some time, and then they dissolve again, back into the space of the mind from which they arose. Dujam Lingpa advises, watch these thoughts from afar. So there is a distance. You are not becoming the thoughts when they arise. He says, like a herder on a hillside watching his herd of cows. The most obvious appearances are what you could call objective appearances. These are thoughts, memories, images, all those that seem to be appearing to awareness, as if you're sitting on the curb watching the parade go by, the parade of objective appearances. The pith instruction is do not become distracted by these objective appearances. Meaning that you go wandering with the referent of that appearance. Meaning that if mother, for instance, comes up in your mind, you lose the witnessing distance of seeing that, oh, the thought, mother, has arisen. But you immediately go off wandering with the real mother, the referent. What is this a sign of or refer to? So to maintain the stillness of your awareness, do not be distracted by these objective appearances. And don't prefer one over another. But as you observe the movements of the mind, it also becomes clear that that is not the totality of your mental experience, these objective appearances. There are also what you could call subjective appearances or subjective impulses that seem to be a quality of the awareness that is watching these objective appearances. Some of these objective appearances I like, some I don't like. Powerful emotions seem to color the awareness that observes other things. View these subjective appearances as well, the qualities of awareness. again without preferring that they stay or that they go. Simply let them be and see them for what they are. Even these subjective appearances have no more substantiality than a dream. So the quintessential instruction, do not be distracted by objective appearances. And do not become identified with subjective appearances. Simply let them come and let them go.